SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan iba pang kwento sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.
Lalong lumalim at lumawak ang relasyon ng Pilipinas at Australia sa pagbisita ni Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese sa Pilipinas noong Biyernes. Nilagdaan ni na Pangulong Bongbong Marcos at Prime Minister Albanese ang Joint Declaration on Strategic Partnership na lalong magpapatatag sa kooperasyon ng dalawang bansa sa iba't ibang larangan.
The signing of the Joint Declaration on Strategic Partnership signals our mutual commitment to deepening collaboration across a spectrum of areas that are vital to both our country's growth and prosperity.
Sinabi ni Prime Minister Albanese na itutuon ng Australia ang pakikipag-ugnayan sa Pilipinas sa ilang aspeto.
Philippines, the strategy identifies four sectors of particular potential: agriculture, education, resources, and the green energy transition.
Ang official visit ni Prime Minister Albanese sa Pilipinas ang muling pagdalaw ng isang Australian leader sa bansa matapos ang 20 taon. Para sa maraming Pilipino tulad ni Mark, isang social media specialist, napapanahon ito.
Diba, umiinit ang tensyon sa West Philippine Sea, so we need a solid allies para hindi lang tayo pagtanggol, but siguro pag-usapan din yung mga opportunities like trade and employment din na pwedeng mapakinabangan ng mga Pilipino.
Sa bilateral meeting ng dalawang leader, muling tiniyak ng Australia ang suporta nito sa claim ng Pilipinas sa mga teritoryo sa South China Sea.
Australia does support, as I said, at the East Asia Summit, the 2016 South China Sea Arbitral Award. That is final and it's binding, and it's important that be upheld going forward.
Si Pangulong Marcos nagpasalamat sa Australia. Isinagawa ang bilateral meeting ng dalawang leader habang sa South China Sea, muling hinarang ng China Coast Guard at Chinese Maritime Militia ang resupply ship ng Pilipinas sa BRP Sierra Madre na nakaistasyon sa Ayungin Shoal.
You have made very clear that claims that are being made upon our Philippine maritime territory are not valid and have not been recognized and are not in conjunction or in consistent with international law.
Para naman sa ibang Pilipino tulad ng 35 taong gulang na si Gemma, umaasa silang mas maraming trabaho ang magbubukas para sa mga Pilipino sa Australia sa pagbisita sa Manila ng Australian leader.
Sana you mas magbukas ng work para sa mga Filipino. Ngayon, ang daming walang work dito sa atin. Halimbawa, yung mga hindi masyadong nakapagtapos, tapos meron lang sila nung mga sa mga testa. Sana may mga ganun.
Daragdagan at pagagaanin din ng Australia ang mga oportunidad para makapag-aral at makabisita ang mga Pinoy sa Australia.
These people-to-people links will be further strengthened by the new reciprocal work and holiday visa arrangements. Educational and institutional links will continue to play a key role in our bilateral relationship. And I am pleased today to announce that we are doubling the number of Australia awards scholarships available to students from the Philippines. We're also supporting the re-establishment of the Philippines Institute at the Australian National University, which will boost partnerships between Australian and Filipino academic institutions.
Welcome ito sa mga Pilipino, tulad ni Mark at Gemma, lalo ang nilagdaang work and holiday visa arrangement ng Australia at Pilipinas. Sa ilalim nito, Bibigyan ng visa at ng pagkakataong magtrabaho ang isang bumibisita sa Australia o Pilipinas sa loob ng isang taon. Papayagan din siyang lumabas at pumasok muli sa bansa sa panahong iyon.
Isang oportunidad din na magbubukas sa atin kasi hindi madali pumasok. I tried kasi I have friends na gusto kong bisitahin doon. The only way para pumunta doon is either mag-aral ka. And it costs a million. Nag-inquire na ako.
Pwede naman tourist eh, di ba?
Mahirap, ang daming requisitos. Mahirap. So, yung MOU na lagda ng Pilipinas, mas magandang oportunidad para ma-visit at maging tourist and magkaroon din ng oportunidad na trabaho sa bansang Australia. At sabi, 12 months, wow, that's a good news.
Hirap kasi talagang kumuha ng visa pag Philippine passport. Parang ang tagal lumabas, tapos andyan pa yung mga stories na ang dami talagang hindi din nakakakuha kahit kumpleto naman yung requirements mo. So, looking forward.
May tulong din ang Australia sa Pilipinas para sa pagbuti ng kapaligiran.
Now, I'm pleased that we've signed today a memorandum of understanding backed by $4.4 million in Australian funding, focused on collaborative research to assist the Philippines to develop its own national soil health strategy.
At may tulong din para sa Mindanao.
Australia works closely with the Philippines to support peace and stability in conflict-affected Mindanao. And I'm pleased to announce today a new 5-year program to help further reduce violent conflict, reintegrate former combatants, and improve community development and livelihoods, particularly for women and those in vulnerable situations.
Hindi nakalimutan ni Prime Minister Albanese na kilalanin ang kahalagahan at ang mga kontribusyon sa Australia ng mga Pilipino roon.
It is true that the diaspora, of course, in Australia, including in my own local electorate and local community, is very strong. And the Filipino-Australian community, a community that make an enormous contribution to the economic and cultural life of our multicultural nation of Australia.
Nagpasalamat si Pangulong Marcos.
The Filipino nationals who live in Australia and have chosen to go and live and work there have been are very happy to have been assimilated properly into Australian society, and for that we are very grateful.
Australia is honoured to count Philippines as a close friend, and from today, a strategic partner.
Yan ang magkasunod na tinig ni na Pangulong Bongbong Marcos at Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese. Mula sa Pilipinas, para sa SBS Filipino, ako si Shirley Escalante.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organization a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.